Next month, an international wake surfing competition will crown the sport's world champions. Since the event was first held 2 decades ago, wake surfing has become much more popular, and that's also sparked concerns about its safety and environmental impact. Danielle Kading with Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Overhead, clouds threaten rain on a late morning as Mike Scandon and Mark Mapes head out on the waters of Lake Minocqua in northern Wisconsin in a boat designed for wake surfing.
It's a lot of fun. It's very gentle movements. You're moving everything in your body to do it.
That's Mark Mapes. Once an avid water skier, he now wake surfs instead. Similar to water skiing, a wake surfer is towed behind a boat with a rope, but the person eventually lets go to surf the large waves left in the boat's wake. Scandon waits for Mapes' signal that he's ready to surf.
All right.
The two co-own a school that teaches people how to wake surf and operate their boats responsibly. Scandon says that means surfing in the deepest water possible, far from the shoreline. But just how far and how deep is at the heart of a debate making waves on Wisconsin lakes. The boat's design helps it plow through the water, and critics say they need to be very far out to avoid shoreline erosion, property damage, and harm to fish habitats. But Scandon says if any powerboat is too close to land, that's a problem.
Anyone can be a jerk in a boat. It's not the style of boat that causes the problem.
Sales of wake boats surged during the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2020, roughly 13,000 were sold nationwide. As their popularity has grown, Jeff Meisman with the conservation group Last Wilderness Alliance says that's meant more problems for others on the water.
A lot of people have bad experiences with wake surfing boats, and they want to do something about it.
On smaller lakes, Meisman says people who kayak or fish can't be near the boats without facing the threat of being swamped or tipped over by their large waves. He wants the boats to stay more than 700 feet from shore. Wake surfer Jennifer Eckert, who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, vacations with her family on Lake Minocqua. She says everyone needs to be mindful of others on the water.
We do try to get out early when there's not a lot of boat traffic because it's also better for surfers to be out when there's not a lot of other traffic.
When they're wake surfing, the family stays at least 300 feet from the shore. Cliff Gowdy authored a 2015 study funded by the boating industry that found 200 feet is far enough to reduce the boat's large waves.
It does not take much of a distance offshore to greatly reduce that resulting wave height and the risks of damage.
But a more recent crowdfunded study from researchers at the University of Minnesota suggests otherwise. One of the study's authors, Andy Riesgraf, says they found wake boats should stay as far as 500 feet from shore.
I would say if you're wake surfing, operate your boat at a further distance, you know, out in the middle of the lake where it's deeper and further away from shore to minimize any potential environmental impacts.
Some states, including Vermont and Maine, have statewide regulations on wake boats that limit where they operate. In the last year, lawmakers in Wisconsin introduced dueling bills on wake boats that failed to advance. However, some towns in the state do restrict their use at the local level. Wake surfing enthusiast and teacher Mike Scandon says he's not saying there aren't any problems with the sport.
My statement is that with proper education, it can be done correctly.
But he thinks limiting or barring the boats because of a few bad apples on the water is the wrong way to go. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Kading.